CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own web pages. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 25th of December 2016. Here are the main news headlines, season's greetings from the GB2RS team, new GB2RS broadcast in free DV, final set of GB16 Yota activations. This is the final GB2RS news reading for 2016, and we start with seasonal greetings to all newsreaders and listeners, both over the air and via the internet recordings, and not forgetting viewers of the ATV broadcasts, which is available via several repeaters and kindly streamed via the BATC-TV website. We would like to take this opportunity once again to thank all those who read the news, in whatever format, for their tireless dedication to their fellow amateurs. RSGBHQ is closed from noon on Friday the 23rd until 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday the 3rd of January. There will be no news reading on the 1st of January, and normal GB2RS broadcasts resume on Sunday the 8th of January. RSGB GB2RS News is now also broadcast in free DV. The transmission starts at 8:50 a.m. on 3.640 MHz, plus or minus QRM, followed at 9 a.m. by the news. The post-news net is from 9:30 to 10 a.m. The initial launch is by Matthew Phillips, G6WPJ in Suffolk, that's J001JX. Free DV is a new mode of sending voice over HF and VHF frequencies using digital modulation of the voice. Currently, to operate free DV stations will need to use a PC with suitable software or an SM1000 accessory with a transceiver capable of SSB operation. Full details of the software needed and the station setup can be found at http://freedv.org/tiki, that's tiki-index.php. The special call sign GB16YOTA Yota is on the air to introduce and promote amateur radio to young people. It'll be operated from a variety of clubs and organisations throughout December. On the 28th and 29th, Leicester Radio Club will be operating the call sign, and on the 30th it will go on the air from the National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park. So if you hear GB16 Yota on the air, please give them a call, as you might well be giving a young person their very first taste of amateur radio. The German telecoms regulator BNetz A has enabled access to the new WRC 15 60-metre amateur allocation to all German Class A licensees as of the 20th of December. The allocation is 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz on a secondary basis, with a maximum power of 15 watts EIRP and a maximum bandwidth of 2.7 kHz. All modes are permitted, and the German National Amateur Radio Society, DARC, recommends the use of USB and the IARU Region 1 Provisional Band Plan for 60 metres. Separately, ComReg announced on the 22nd of December that amateurs in the Irish Republic have access to the 5 MHz WRC 15 band with immediate effect. The allocation is 5351.5 to 5366.5 on a secondary basis. All modes and 15 watts PEP. IRTS recommend usage in line with the provisional IARU band plan. The annual KW Days activity weekend takes place on the 7th and 8th of January. It's a great opportunity for collectors, enthusiasts and all those with fond KW memories to get on the air. SSB activity centres are on 7.177, 3.777 and 14.277 MHz, but operators are encouraged to use KW gear on other bands. Vintage KW, AM and CW only gear will be on the VMARS net channels. A few weeks ago, Leicester Repeater Group took their 10 GHz beacon GB3 LEX off the air. The beacon keeper G3TQF found that the PA stage had failed. A search is now on to find a replacement PA. Further information will be published on www.leicestershirerepeatergroup.org.uk as it becomes available. The Galileo satellite navigation system went live last week. First conceived in 1999, it will offer most users a 3D positioning accuracy of about 1 meter as receivers and additional satellites become available. In the past, the system has caused concern as one of the new frequency it uses is within the 23-centimeter amateur band. A pilot exercise will shortly take place for online advanced examinations. These will be based at selected registered radio examination venues. The pilot phase will start mid-January 2017, with exams running from mid-February 2017. Further details will be announced early in 2017, including how centres can take part and what equipment is required. The RSGB appreciates that this option will not be for everyone, as many radio examination venues don't have internet access. In those cases, the exam will still be available on paper. For more details, see the RSGB website. A longer version of this news report is available on the RSGB website at the usual www.rsgb.org site. It includes information on the Ofcom UHF spectrum review, further information on the online exam system, the new RSGB product development group, and the new EU EMC directive 2014/30 coming into UK law. Now the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Sela AK0SK is on the air as 5Z4 call sign from Taveta in Kenya until the 6th of January. Activity 80 to 10 metres SSB QSL home call. Chris ZS1CDG is operating a 7P8GOZ from Teyateyeneng in Lesotho until the 31st of December. Activity holiday style 20 metres, PSK 31 and possibly 15 metres. QSL to his home call. Milan OK1DWC is on the air as E51DWC from Rarotonga Island, IOTA OC013, until early next year. Activities on 160 to 10 metres, CWSSB and RITI, QSL home call. Santa Radio OF9X will be active until the 31st of December to promote the Christmas spirit on the radio spectrum. There are 12 elves operating OF9X. They'll identify themselves with a three-letter identity. Work OF9X as on as many bands and modes as possible to earn QSO points and work as many elves as possible to get multipliers. Your efforts will be rewarded by Santa Rewards. CWWW.QRZ.com for details. QSL OH2BH and Club Log OQRS. Canadian radio amateurs can use special prefix, call sign prefix, to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Canada's Confederation in 2017. Those whose regular call signs start with VA will be able to use the CF prefix, VE will be able to use CG prefix, VO will be able to use the CH prefix, and those with VY will be able to use the CI prefix. Contest news, the UK 6-metre group Winter Marathon continues on 6 metres until the end of January. Details are on the UKSMG.org website. Christmas cumulatives run for 2 hours each day between the 26th and 29th of December, between 1400 and 1600 UTC on all bands, 52432 MHz, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Worked All Britain Christmas Party runs from the 26th to the 31st of December. Using all bands and modes, the exchange is your WAB book number, with the aim to collect as many as possible. The DARC Christmas Contest takes place on the 26th of December between 08:30 and 1100 UTC, using the 3.5 and 7 MHz band with CW and SSB. The exchange of signal report and serial number. German stations will also send either DOK or NM. On the 1st of January, the IRTS 80-metre counties contest runs from 1500 to 1700 UTC. Using SSB and CW on the 3.5 meg band, the exchange of signal report and serial number, with EI and GI stations also sending their county. The 3rd of January sees two contests. The low-power 144 megs FM contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC. The exchange of signal report, serial number, locator, 144 megs UJ activity contest is from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes and with signal report serial number and locator as the exchange. The fourth sees the UK EICC take place 80 metres from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB only the exchange as your four character locator. The EU CW 160 metre CW party takes place in two sessions on the 7th and 8th of January. On the 7th it's between 2000 and 2300 UTC, and on the 8th it's between 0400 and 0700. For details of the exchange, it's best to check the website www.eucw.org/EU-160.html. The ARRL RTTY roundup runs from 1800 UTC on the 7th to 2359 on the 8th, using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with US stations sending their state and Canadians their province. Finally, on the 8th, the CW AFS takes place 1400 to 1800 UTC, using 3.5 and 7 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. This week we have an extended propagation bulletin that takes you through to January the 8th. HF propagation will continue to be relatively lackluster, with the solar flux index staying in the mid to high 70s. Geomagnetic conditions have been unsettled at times thanks to recurrent coronal hole activity. We will have a fairly quiet week from Christmas to the new year, with the K index predicted to be mostly 2. Unsettled auroral conditions are then predicted to return from the 2nd to the 8th, when the K index could reach 5. We expect the low bands, 160, 80, 60 and 40 metres, to be the ones to concentrate on, especially in the morning, late afternoon and night. During the day, 20 and 30 metres should bring some DX, with 17 metres opening at times. There's also a chance of some winter sporadic E on the higher bands. After sunset, the ionosphere can settle and the MUF may rise again after about 20:30, bringing some DX on 40 metres. The MUF can then fall again around 03:30 until after sunrise. VHF, it looks like a white Christmas for some northern hills, but that's about it. Since the rest of the country will have mild, wet and windy weather, this means no tropo to get excited about in the short term, but by about Tuesday there'll be a build-up of pressure over the continent. This may bring some good proper tropo prospects for the southern half of the UK as we head towards the new year. Paths across the southern North Sea and Biscay look best, with some options to the continent at times. This high may strengthen towards New Year's Eve, so northern Britain may share some of the spoils late in the week. Since we have a very strong jet stream in the vicinity over Christmas, there could be some winter sporadic E, so check the 10, 6 and 4 metre beacons. 2 metre sporadic E may be a big ask for Santa. The quadrantids meteor shower peaks in the week after New Year, so until then continue to look for early morning peak of random activity to make meteor scatter contact. Christmas Day sees the moon at apogee, and by Thursday we're at maximum negative declination, so there are high losses and short moon windows all this week. That's all from the propagation team. Hope you have a great Christmas and good DX in 2017. That goes for me as well. I'll see you in the new year.